You know, it's hard. Again, I think you and I talked about this, that because the year got started so fast with planting before Easter, that it feels like we're behind. Now, you know, it's getting to be the end of May, and certainly you'd rather have that crop in the ground. But as I sit here this morning, 91% of the corn, 86, 84% of the beans in the ground. So that's a significant number of acres that still need to get done. Northeast Iowa in particular has been just, you know, they've been slow because of the moisture that they've received. But if you still look at that, you're talking 12 days ahead of last year on corn and 4 days ahead of the 5-year average. And so, you know, let's have that perspective that it may feel late, but on average, we still have time here. I am hearing about, because of some driving rain and some crusting that has happened, that we may be looking at some replant. Not hearing a bunch about that, but certainly in some spots hearing about it. So it's just a good reminder that we've got a ways to go here yet. There's some folks that need to finish up. But as I travel the state and as I talk to people, boy, there's a lot of places in the state of Iowa where stuff looks good. And it benefited from maybe not the 4 inches of rain that we talked about in central Iowa, but a couple of good inches of soaking rain. And by and large, we've avoided the severe weather. I know there was some hail, but certainly as we let our minds think about Greenfield storm last year and the devastation that we saw, you know, it's a reminder that we're always under that threat of severe. And so we're thankful that we haven't seen the level, certainly, that we saw last year of severe weather affecting the state of Iowa. And we're always thankful for some rain.